Al Sulam says, do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing before you today is the unity of friends. Exert in that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
Дорогие друзья,
beloved friends, in our world, there is time, motion, and place, but as we know, in spirituality, there is no place or time or motion, but there is a spiritual path. In our time, we have to dedicate it to the friends. The motion has to be towards the friends. And the place, we need to clear it up ourselves for the friends.
I thought before I was asked to speak, how to justify the Creator. Because I don't know how my friend is living and present all the time, that I was thinking about him, that he's now inside this huge Kliv Nebaruch. I understood that the need to rise from the center of the group, this force, is always to justify the Creator and to give thanks to this that He allows us every day to be in lessons, despite everything that's happening. L'chaim b'nei Baruch.
Dear friends, brothers, my great brothers, we are in another lesson, and that means a new state. Each one can be in his own state. Maybe one is in disregard, one is in joy, and someone is going through critical, sharp states, but we're all directed to the Creator. We want Him to connect between us, that He will dwell inside of our unity. Let us constantly ask Him for that.
Yes, let's not miss this opportunity, this rare opportunity that we have in such a period. We have our Rav. We have the opportunity to do something for this world. Nobody knows what's expected, what's ahead of us. And we already know how much the Creator can surprise us, how much we've already seen this. And we know what more can happen ahead, as what Kabbalists write us. And along with this, we know that our only weapons, our ammo is love and importance of the goal. So thank you to the Creator that gives us this path and holding us on this path. L'chaim to all the friends.
I wanna be like you. I wanna see like you. I want to feel what you feel.
כותב רבש, צריכים חברה שיהיו כולם.
רבש writes, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal, to be integrated in one another. In order to be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
Friends, we have a question for an active workshop. How do we rise above the will to receive, called evil, in order to reach the goal?
Rising above the will to receive is a result of the importance and subjugation to the ten. As much as you have those, you can be held above.
Such importance we can get it from you, the great friends who are showing me how above all the images of reality you adhere to the upper light.
First of all, we need to reveal the evil in order to rise above it. And that's also as a result of the examples that the friends show. That they show the gap between both of you, and then there's room to ask, to request.
We can discover the evil when we engage in love of others and in the greatness of the Creator, which is the quality of love. And we determined that we are going to gather each and every day for a daily practice in strengthening the connection between us and strengthening our connection with the Creator. This allows us to get and give forces from each other.
And the main forces that we give one another is in prayer. As our teacher, the Rabash, advises us that nobody can pray for himself to rise above the will to receive and reach the goal, no. But we can request for one another, and that there will be forces, and that the Creator will help us.
The more we exert in feeling the friends, seeing their angle, seeing the world through their eyes, getting into their heart, living from them, then we feel more that we need the help of the light that will change us and will enable us to see the world in this way. Otherwise, we will stay inside of our own radish.
Yes, we are really all the time receiving forces from the environment, from our friends that are mainly now on the forefront, on the front lines, and we're holding everyone and showing the example and persistence in dedication to the path, to the goal, and yes, only in prayer for one another will be able to rise above from the will to receive.
Yes, and that will to receive, we don't fight it head to head. We are only directed towards bestowal. We want to create a positive force to ask of the Creator that He will help us to develop a kli of bestowal and to be incorporated truly as 110, as one unit that is adhered to the world kli, and together with the whole world kli, we want to ask of the Creator that He will give us the right prayer to be adhered to Him and to actualize that goal of reaching a vessel of bestowal.
Yes, and this unit is born only from this, that you annul yourself, and you annul yourself in this, that you allow yourself to be swept up in the 10, and that this 10 should be as one also in the world clear, that it annuls there too, along with all the other vessels, and then together we truly form some common mutual vessel in which we can and draw the light that reforms.
We invest everything possible in the connection between us, and we ask of the Creator to help.
We also need to see examples of rising above, as we've seen in the Arishivat Chavarim yesterday, our friends from Russia and Ukraine. On one hand, they feel hardships on their flesh day to day. On the other hand, they rise above everything to be adhered to the goal, to be connected with one another. As much as we, well, all these examples just raise us above our will to receive like a magnet.
Dear friends, there is a desire to thank the Creator who rewarded us with living in an amazing period of time, a special time of such changes, to thank the Creator that we exist in this time, and not to forget about the responsibility that is lying on each one of us. And there is also a desire to share with the example of such changes. The war brings changes, corrections very quickly. A month ago, I was suffering from my low income, and today I just want to have any kind of a livelihood. And everything that I was thinking about, a better house, today I just want to go back to the place that I was living in. A month ago, I was preaching to my child and fighting with my wife. Today, I just want to have them by my side. I want them to come back so that we will be together. In a moment, we can lose everything that we had. And today we have the possibility, we have this opportunity, we have a family, we have each other, we have this home, and we are here together. We have our sources, the teachers, and Rav. You know, Rav's words penetrated my heart so deeply that if we don't use this opportunity, we don't know when it will be revealed again. I'd like to wish to all of us the forces so that we will use this opportunity, so that we will have the strength to pray to the Creator, to ask of Him that He will give each one of us the forces to support each other. For each each one of us on his own doesn't have these forces, but together we can get them. And I also remember Bala Sulam's words that spirituality exists truly in a distance of reaching out with your hand. And Rav is telling us that we're advancing well, we have all the possibilities ahead of us, and in our connection, we will reach our goal in the quickest manner. There is no doubt. L'chaim.
Благодарим тебя, Творец, за честь быть с такими великими товарищами.
Thank you for the privilege of being with great friends and ask for the deficiency to bestow to others. Give us the strength to believe that you create only peace in the world so that we will be willing to pay any price to ensure the path of hastening for the world.
We thank you for the privilege of being with the great friends, and we ask for the deficiency to bestow to others. Give us the strength to believe that you create only peace in the world so that we will be willing to pay any price to ensure the path of hastening to the world.